This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour, where we will be recapping this crazy week in the markets. A lot of craziness was expected because of that Fed meeting, but boy, oh boy, Trump also wanted to get some of those headlines as well with those tariffs that were announced very shortly after that Fed rate cut. We're going to talk a lot about the rate cut, where we stand for markets, mostly focused on the market reaction in this show, because throughout the week at the tail end, I covered a lot of initial reactions to the Fed statement. In the first two segments, I am chatting with a good friend of the show, Rick Bensignor. He writes the Bensignor Investment Strategies newsletter, and Rick, you really have been on top of a lot of these market moves, especially when it comes to the U.S. equity markets, and that's where we are going to start today. Some wild swings in the markets, and I even saw that for someone who had been bullish for last few months, especially after you called that global bottom in equities back on pretty much Christmas last year, I see that you are getting a little bit more bearish. Can you please take us through some of your thoughts behind this?
Sure, Corey. Well, thanks again for having me on. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been cautioning our clients about adding any new long exposure in the market. We've been fairly contented keeping what we've had long on the long side. But through a variety of models that we use, we were really getting indications of upside exhaustion. Back in early June, when the S&P pulled back again to kind of the 27 and a quarter-ish level, roughly the same level of the March low, once it turned around and started spiking up, we put a target out at 3,032, and that's been in every one of our reports since then. And the closer we were getting, once we got north of 3,000, and we started getting some of these real upside exhaustion signals from other things that got us to the 30-32 target, then we really could get cautious on the market, and we're basically saying, don't be buying stocks here. If anything, do the opposite. Take some exposure down. Now, besides the 30-32 target, some of these indicators come from models designed by a gentleman named Tom DeMark. These are institutional-based models that we incorporate into the process that I've used for years and years, and they can be very helpful tools at identifying when in an uptrend it would really be a high-risk time to be a buyer. Now, some people over the years have said, well, if it's a really high-risk time to be a buyer, it probably means you should be a seller. The model wasn't designed with that as its intent, but you know, you can buy pullbacks in uptrends, and you can also buy strength. What this model does is essentially tell you when not to be buying strength in an up move or selling weakness in a down move. And what was interesting to me, and we made very clear to our clients, both in the No Trader clients, which is our individual investor newsletter, and Bensignor Investment Strategies is our consulting arm that deals with hedge funds and mutual funds on the institutional side. But I alerted both of them that these signals were showing up both on daily charts and on weekly charts. And they count the same way, but the mechanics towards getting these numbers on a weekly chart essentially takes almost 6 months to potentially get a sell signal, whereas for a daily chart, it could come as quickly as 1 month of trading action. So the fact that both time frames independently came up with upside exhaustion signals when we were getting awfully close to 30-32. The S&P got to 30-28 this week I think it was Monday's high, or maybe even late last week's high, was 30.28. So, I mean, we were a fraction of a percent away from our target. It was very clear to us we did not want to be buying. The decline, and as I said, we've been saying, if anything, lighten up. We lowered tactical long exposure earlier this week and did so again this morning, going neutral on the open. And for long short hedge funds, we took down over the last month, we went from 100% long down to, I think we lowered it to 60% long, I believe. The thing that's interesting is because the market moves so quickly now, the downside levels that we talk about as being key, and often these are different than the average numbers that other people are looking at, because we always do try to look much more how not only institutions will look, but not the obvious thing. So, yes, they always know where a 200-day moving average is or a 50-day moving average, but I'm much less likely to play off of them, mostly because the public tends to look at those as being significant. On the institutional side, what I had identified was 29.11 as the important place to look for if we had broken under 29.50. And, of course, 29.50 was the old highs. So I kind of had a feeling people, if we broke underneath there, you're going to get a lot more people on TV talking about, oh, 29.50 cracked, we're going much lower. So today's low in the S&P was 29.14. Just 3 points away from where we said was the important level, and we closed at 29.32. So we lost about 0.75% today, but almost 20 points off the bottom. So it makes it up here, 29.32. I don't mind being a seller, but I'm not going to be a seller here. I'd be a seller higher, probably closer to, let's see. I would think probably north of 29.60, 29.65 or so, something north of there is where I'd be more comfortable selling than down here. The last piece of the puzzle on the S&P is the same calculation that got us 29.11 as being important support off of a daily chart ends up being 28.79 on a weekly chart. So that gives me basically about a 30-35 point range, which is just above 1% of value that, to me, the S&P needs to hold to still think that we possibly are just in a pullback over all this news, and the news is not good. Frankly, yesterday really crushed me as a trader because I had just put a bid in the crude oil market underneath the day's lows, and it started bouncing. In fact, I texted my friend saying, I'm not sure I'm going to get it because we just rallied 20, 25 cents. And then all of a sudden, my machine speaks to me and goes, order filled, as it does when I get my orders filled. And when I look at my screen, I see oil has not only gone through where I bid, but it was down 40 to 50 cents before I even blinked an eye. And then fell a dollar and a half within 3 minutes. It was a bad day yesterday, and this all, you know, from the Trump tweet, which just comes out of nowhere. And this is, and you and I have talked about this before, Corey, this is the extra risk you take with Trump in the White House, with a president who, you know, just does anything when he wants and does it through tweets, and it just, you know, computers these days read these tweets and in a split second. I mean, the fact that you can sell oil off a buck and a half in 5 minutes is just incredible.
All right, Rick, unfortunately we are out of time for this first segment, but as I said, I am having you back on next segment. We spent a lot of time talking about U.S. equity markets. Now we're going to shift some of our focus to the bond market and also precious metals, something that you and I don't typically talk about, but with the moves we've seen in gold and some of the recent trading action and the volatility we saw this week, still a lot to cover. Very curious what you have to say there. Everyone, stick around. I am going to be right back, continuing on with Rick Benzinger.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to chat with Rick Bensignor. Rick, as I mentioned when we wrapped up the first segment, let's move over to the bond market. Yields on the back of Trump's tweet really crashed, especially the long end. The 10-year down below 2% and down at levels we haven't seen since about 2016. This, of course, I think you can say that Trump was trying to push on the Fed, but also pushing on China. And now we have rate cut odds in September already at 100%. That's an extreme. That is 6 weeks away. What do you think about that bond market, though? Money keeps flying in and yields, especially on the long end, keep on falling.
Yeah, so this is a difficult one when you look at it as both a trader and also a macro strategist, as I am, because, you know, traders tend to be looking short term, days, weeks. Occasionally a great trade can last a couple months, but you're not looking for the, you know, what the market's going to be doing 6 months out and a year out. The U.S. has still been the only place in the world of a developed nation to get significant yield. And, you know, some people have been proponents of it's only a matter of time before we go much lower in yields because the rest of the global investment community just keeps buying U.S. bonds because it's the only place to get some yield. And, of course, as you buy bonds, yields go lower and lower. So at one point today, if I'm not mistaken, the German 30-year bond actually traded under 0% return, which meant their entire yield curve had negative interest rates. I believe it's the first time the entire curve going all the way out to 30 years had that. By the end of the day, I think it was up to maybe 2 basis points. So yeah, the 30 went slightly positive. But basically, anywhere else in the world, it costs you money to put your money in the bank. And the U.S. has been the only place that you can still get some type of return. So investors all over the world go to buy dollars. Those dollars let them buy U.S. bonds, which is part of the reason why the dollar has been bid up. In order to get your hands on a U.S. Treasury bonds, which you need to buy in U.S. dollars, or U.S. stocks. Again, the best performing place in the world has been the U.S. stock market. So that's why the dollar has been flying too. But when it comes to the bond market, this crack under the low, I guess, of about a month ago of 1.95%, which was kind of my line in the sand. And I had us, short bonds at about, I don't know, maybe 2.05%, give or take a little, looking for yields to go higher before they would take out that 1.95. But Trump's tweet changed that. And now, you know, the only levels I kind of see that are even remotely near the 1.85 or so that, the 1.85% that the market is right now, on Friday's close is, 1.81 and then 1.728. Those are the only two levels that I really see nearby as being potential support levels in yield terms. You know, there are going to be those who argue that the U.S. rates are going to have to still move dramatically lower. And you know, look, we're seeing something we might – a change in the whole structure of the interest rate market globally. We've already seen it in Europe to have negative rates. The U.S. only had that once back – I think it was 1930s on the short end of the curve. T-bills had a negative yield, but never any stuff on the long side. And I'm not saying we're going to negative interest rates. But there is this idea of getting money for storing it in the bank seemingly is a very changing game. There is this almost generational shift going on in as far as just low interest rates, and it's an event happening across the globe, and the Fed is almost forced into lowering rates, and this is not a political statement about because Trump wants them lower. It's because that's what the market's pricing. And at some point, I think the Fed has to follow what the market is pricing. They're kind of forced to.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? The Fed is almost being reactive to the markets because they have to. And you know what? The generational shift, I think a lot of that is also coming from the central banks that just continue to push rates lower and seem very comfortable, I guess, with rates, negative yields, almost across the board. So very, very different time that we're in. Let's also quickly chat about gold here, because gold had a bad day on the back of the rate cut, but then pretty quickly bounce back, finish the week strong. Gold continues to be that standout when it comes to the precious metals, even when you compare it to silver. And even, I think, curiously, at the end of the week, gold stocks didn't really join in on the rally into gold that we saw. More of the safe haven play, where gold has finally caught the attention of a lot wider audience, I think.
It certainly has, because it had a major multi-year breakout. You know, we finally took out all those highs in the 1350 to 1380 per ounce range. Funds came in buying up the market. You know, specs are in there, and we've pushed up to this week's high. So December gold, which is now the active contract, closed, I don't know, it's about 1452 or so. It's still trading for another half hour or so. But, you know, we pushed a new highs. We got to 1462 today. And a few days ago, actually just 2 days ago, or maybe it's yesterday morning. Yeah, so two trading days ago, gold got down to, December gold was down to like 1412, I believe. So it's had a huge comeback. And of course, people are flocking into gold, both as a psychological hedge, but concerns also about currencies in the long run, concerns over this China deal being dramatically pushed back in time. So I think there's a lot of politics behind what's going on here, and that the timing of this move had a lot to do with the Fed's, you know, this coming 24 hours after the Fed's meeting on Wednesday. But the world's gonna have to deal with a much, much lower interest rate environment. And, you know, it's good for business growth because the cost of money is so low. It's bad for the public and certainly the elder generation, whether it's, you know, anywhere in the globe, that interest rates are so low, and, you know, people who are retired are not working, and they typically would rely on yields as a way to supplement and create income for themselves. And it puts them in a much more difficult spot, because they're getting so much less in the bank. And unless you have a great pension plan or sucked a lot of money away, not getting returns each month or a coupon to clip to generate income is really a problem for elder people. And I don't think he really has thought about it. And based upon what the Europeans have already done with interest rates, it doesn't seem like that's a major factor to them.
Hey, Rick, it's great having you on the show. I always take very close note what you have to say. Remember, Rick does write the Ben Senior Investment Strategies newsletter, more geared at institutions, and then also the In the Know Trader for the individual investor. Anybody who wants more information on those newsletters, feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. Rick, I hope you have a great weekend, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Encinitas, California, just north of San Diego, a 30-foot bluff collapsed at a popular beach, killing three people. Brian Ketterer is with the California State Parks.
All of these bluffs have water seepage. It's sandstone that sits on other soils and then sandstone again, so this is a reoccurring event. It should be noted that our lifeguards, both state and city, make active preventative contacts to people that sit along the bluffs. We have signage on most of our beaches that say stay back from the bluffs.
Further north, in Gilroy, California, an update on the investigation into last weekend's mass shooting at the Garlic Festival. Police Chief Scott Smithy.
The suspect was hit multiple times by the rounds that our officers fired, which put him down. It appears now with that ruling on the cause and manner of death that once he was down that he was able to get a round off and he shot himself. And it sounds like that round was to the head.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed the first two segments with Rick Vensenior jumping around to a wide range of markets, getting Rick's comments on where he thinks everything is going. In this segment, I am chatting with Mark Chandler, managing partner at Bannockburn Global Forex, also writes the Mark to Market blog. Now, Mark, let's start off with more of a focus on the U.S. dollar while still outlining all of the kind of key news events that happened this week. And boy, was it ever a busy week for news. Starting off with the Fed. The Fed did deliver that 25 basis point rate cut, but did not deliver any sort of solid forward guidance for more rate cuts. That initially did move the dollar higher. The markets were a bit mixed to down. It was kind of a weird market reaction, but still focusing on the dollar. What do you think the Fed's impact will be on the dollar? And what was your thought on the Fed statement?
Yes, I think the Federal Reserve has a challenge in communicating to the market. I think the market is biased towards dovishness. Think that the Federal Reserve doesn't appreciate the economic headwinds facing us. and that the Federal Reserve will have to cut rates more than Powell seemed to suggest with his mid-course correction idea, mid-course adjustment. You know, this is really a throwback to the phrases that Greenspan used to use back in the 90s. And what it meant, both times he used it, 95 and 98, was essentially three 25 basis point rate cuts. So Powell had difficulty communicating these nuances to the market, and I thought we saw a chop around. You know, the euro made new lows for the year. Several currencies, including sterling, new lows for the year. Euro broke through 111 and continued to about 110.20. The other big story, speaking of the stock exchange market, was really the Japanese yen. You know, I've been highlighting this importance of this 109 resistance area. It's about a 3-month high. You've got a bunch of technical indicators that came in there. So if we got a sustained break of it, that's why the discipline of sustained break is so important. We got up to about 109.20, and I thought that if we could really sustain this break, we'd go up to 111. And we got up to 109.20, 109.30, and that's when we got the Trump's tweets about the new the end of the tariff truce with China. And dollar-yen goes from the top end, penetrating the top end of its range, to penetrating the bottom end of its range, 107. And we fell to about 106.50 before the weekend. So the yen was a big mover this week. Net-net, it gained almost 2% against the dollar, while the British pound, still plagued by Brexit, lost about a percent and three quarters.
So, Mark, what do you think is the main driver, or will be the main driver, for the dollar? We got such wild swings, and in all fairness, it's a complete crapshoot as to when Trump is going to tweet something. I think we have a general idea of what the Fed's going to do. However, they're so market reactive. How can anyone play the dollar right now if any day it can be thrown off balance by a tweet?
Yeah, no, I think it's a challenge, especially for short-term traders, because, you know, as short-term traders and individual investors like ourselves, we often have the short stack at the table. And so I know that many people I know, I guess there's maybe three ways people tell me to make money in the markets, any market, including FX. So you buy low, sell high, you go with the underlying trend. You fight the trend, you go for a mean reversion strategy, or you have some kind of carry trade. And many people that I know, I try to find those trends, and there are a couple of interesting trends in the foreign exchange market. Recently, I'll give you an example. The British pound. We know that it's been hurt against the U.S. dollar, because the dollar has been strong, but where it's really impressive is against the euro. The euro has gone up 13 weeks in a row against the British pound. And this is a Brexit idea here. This is got a lot of these economic forces at work here, favoring the euro, which is, as I mentioned, fell to new lows for the year against the dollar. But it's been climbing steadily, 13 weeks to a record length. Now, so a weekly trend might not be what some of people are interested in. What about a daily trend? Well, here, what about this one? The Australian dollar has fallen 11 days in a row against the U.S. dollar. So from July 19th through Friday, August 2nd, the Aussie's been down every day. And so my job as a strategist, but also what I want to do as an investor, is I'm looking for the trends. And of course, the problem is as soon as we find trends, they usually are exhausted. They're like those dolphins when they just jump out of the water. By the time you see them, they're already headed back down. But here are a couple of trends that have been sustained, and there's a good fundamental story behind these trends being sustained.
Let's also talk about gold, because gold has, after breaking out, more or less been consolidating that breakout, trading in a higher range, right around 1400, almost up to 1450. And even after that Fed statement, gold moved down because a lot of the doves were moving into gold, thinking, hoping for a more dovish statement. But then Trump's tweets, that immediately helped gold recover. What's your view on gold?
Yeah, so I'm still, you know, I'm not a gold bug. I know that there's some people who always like gold, and I'm not one of those people, but I do see an opportunity here For me, it began when we broke above 1,400. I know for some of you, it's kind of late to the game, given that the low for the year, maybe closer to 1,250 or something like that. So when we got above those 2018 highs, the 2016 highs, I like that technically. I like the idea that lower interest rates for long, and, you know, as we sit here, you know, at the end of July, there was something like $14 trillion of negative yielding bonds. This is just, it's a mind-boggling idea, negative interest rates, let alone that it's $14 trillion. Something like 25% of all the debt in the world now, negative yielding. And so I think that makes gold look more attractive because gold doesn't have a yield. I mean, it doesn't have a negative yield either. And the other thing I like about gold, I think, is that the geopolitical tensions, I think that with the U.S. weaponizing the dollar, with these tariffs, I think people look for alternatives. They think that the geopolitical framework, the international, organization, if you will, is going to have to change. And it looks like some central banks, some investors, think that that could be renewed interest, a renewed role for gold. And when I look around the market, I think to myself, where is there 20%? And I could see a case for 20% in gold, which I thought would bring us up to about $1,700 an ounce. And like you say, you know, we get above that 1,400. A lot of latecomers like me like it. We consolidate for a while as we get churned around. And I think it's still building a base. And I think that maybe we stay above like the 1,350, 1,380 area, and we can still be headed up higher.
Yeah, you're not alone looking at those levels. 1350, 1380 is a nice support zone. But one more comment. You kept saying being a little bit late to the game, taking into account the gold did top. Now it's like 8 to 9 years ago. It topped at almost $2,000. Do you think that there is still that potential for gold to move higher? It was in a really long-term bear and flat market there.
Yeah, no, that's why I think that if we're right technically about this 1,400 being the top end of this base that we've really been like 6 years in carving out, I think that the why I think I'm kind of just late is that we did have that momentum earlier in the year, but I was hesitant as we had, you know, as we stayed below those 2016 and 2018 highs. And so it really took me to become convinced. And so I think that the price to pay to come late to the game, I think a little bit, is that you have to pay for this consolidation as more people get in and there's some revolving of positions.
All right, Mark, we're going to wrap it up there. It's always a pleasure chatting with you at the end of the week, recapping the news of the week, especially on weeks like this when there is so much to talk about and we did get some pretty wild volatility in a wide range of markets. Mark, great chatting with you. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back with a company update on a resource company that has very much been in a bullish formation. Thanks for your time this weekend, Mark.
Thank you. Good luck to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I've saved this segment for an update from Great Bear Resources. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Chris Taylor. I wanted to save this segment for Great Bear because Great Bear has been an exploration company, a gold company that has really made waves. It shows that you can build a very impressive company even in a sideways market. And anyone who has followed along with the conversations that Chris and I have had over probably about a year now has really, or probably, I hope, understands the scale of which this project is growing. Great Bear is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBR and on the OTC markets under the symbol GTBDF. Now, Chris, let's talk about a recent news release that came out on Thursday. It kind of summarizes a lot of the exploration, at least plans for the short term here. A lot talks about this LP fault and how the company has been able to now find four high-grade gold zones. The initial high-grade gold zones are the Hinge and Dixie Limb zone. However, the couple new zones, the Bear Remimbi zone, you and I have chatted about that, and the Yuma zone. Can you give us just a little bit more color of how these new zones have developed through some of the recent drilling?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I'll get into that for a sec. You know, we had, when we did the deal on the project a few years back, we had 150 drill holes from across several kilometers of strike length on the property. So it's one of the reasons that we were so keen on the project is because there was a lot of gold in a lot of different areas. That being said, you know, when you go into a project like this, we fixed up the data and we began predicting and then hitting with the drill rig high-grade gold in what we call the Dixie Limb Zone, which was the original discovery zone by Teck Resources in the 80s. We subsequently, about a year ago now, found the Hinge Zone, which is really just right adjacent to the Dixie Limb. These are both high-grade gold in quartz vein zones that are very typical Red Lake-style gold systems. So these would be very, very much like what, you know, Goldcorp and now Newmont Goldcorp is mining at the main Red Lake gold mine, so high-grade gold and quartz veins. And it's what effectively made Goldcorp such a big company at the time was the profitability of mining this high-grade gold, even though they had to mine down to exceptional depths of, you know, 2.5 kilometers below the surface to do it. So we found that kind of mineralization in the Hinge and the Limb, but going right to surface. So we were already on a very good path up until about a month ago or so. And then what we found was that we also had data from historical drill holes and a few holes that we even put in across this big fault zone. This big structure was probably a better way to describe it, which goes across the property for about 18 kilometers. And that structure, the LP fault, is the reason that we staked the project along the axis that we did, because what we did was we picked up all the strike length of intersection of that fault, that structure, with the greenstone rocks in the area, because that's where you have the potential to develop gold deposits. And the very first drill hole that we put across that fault, what we had previously seen was that there was low-grade gold in the half-gram to gram kind of range in the fault itself. And you'd see 30 meters, 50 meters of that, and we knew that you could see that across about 2.5 kilometers of strike length. But nobody had ever tested the other side of the fault, these quote-unquote bad rocks, the felsic rocks on the other side of the fault. The very first hole that we put into that, we called that discovery the Berrimini Zone, and that returned very high-grade gold right near surface, like right to surface is how that'll project, just below the thin layer of gravel that covers up that area. You'll end up getting, like, it was a couple meters of 200 grams roughly, and I think it was about 14 meters of 12 grams below that. And then the drill hole went through the fault, and it hit, I believe it was about 50 meters of 0.75 grams per ton gold, so 3/4 of a gram. So it was amazing to see that there had just never been drilling into that area. So what we did was go back into the historical data, and about 1.5 kilometers away from the Berrimini discovery, we pulled out old drill core that had just been sitting there on the surface unassayed for more than a decade, and we noticed that in the box, unassayed, unsplit, there was high-grade visible gold right from the location where that drill hole penetrated through the structure and into those footwall, quote-unquote, bad felsic rocks. So we released that, and that was, I believe it was a couple meters of about 10 grams or so, and we called that the Yuma Zone. So what we noticed was similar geology, similar alteration, and similar high-grade gold and similar low-grade gold within the fault area along then 1.5 kilometers of strike length. Well, subsequently, we've been drilling this area very aggressively, and not because we don't have interest or faith in the Hinge and the Limb Zone, which also continue to generate very nice high-grade gold results, but it's the scope of this LP fault target. I mean, it cuts the property for over 18 kilometers of strike length. That is big. That is a district-scale target in and of itself, and what we'd really like to do is figure out, we know in 2 out of 2 areas that have tested the footwall of that fault, we have high-grade gold. And in all areas where drilling has crossed that fault, we have the low-grade gold system. So it's already showing you that you have a big gold system and you have the potential. We see it clear as day on the geophysics. We did high-resolution magnetic airborne survey about 2 years ago now. We saw this big structure crossing that area, and then we stake claims to control the whole area. So you see that structure, the projection of it is clear as day on the geophysics, and the drilling in over 16 drill holes that have been completed into that fault show you the same thing. So we're very excited by the potential scale of that target, and that's where we put out the news on Thursday saying that we've now moved all 3 drill rigs to this new target so that we can, as rapidly as possible, characterize sort of the size and scale and types of alteration, mineralization, geology across as much of this as we can, as quickly as we can. So that's really was the focus of the news release, to show people that we're very positive on this target, and we'd really like to see what the implications are in terms of the style and size of that mineralized system.
So now let's just wrap it up with the potential news flow. Obviously, we should be getting back some of these drill results that are backed up in the labs. Can you give us, first of all, any time frame on that? And second of all, any other insights into news flow for potential and even future investors?
I would say because we're so well funded, I mean, the company has $20 million in the bank. We've got another roughly $10 million of in-the-money warrants and options and other things, which will definitely, or most likely, come in here. So we will not, even with multiple drill rigs going, we won't have to go back to the market if we don't need to for more funding for, you know, all the way through this year and all the way through next year. So that puts us in a really good position to just drill the hell out of this and keep generating results. So there will be steady drill results from the company over the course of, you know, the next 18 months or so, without pause. We drill all year long. There's never a stop in that work. So this is really a function of, it's probably one of the most active series of news flow of any junior mining company in the world right now. So if you are looking for an active company with, you know, certainly recently we've had an excellent track record of being able to make these new discoveries. I just have to think, Corey, like if I were talking to you about a year ago, you know, the stock would have been about 50 cents, roughly, like give or take a few pennies. And then, you know, we made that hinge zone discovery and the stock went up to sort of in the, you know, buck and a half kind of range. And then we began drilling more and more gold, you know, gradually over the course of the year, you work your way up. We're currently in the, you know, the $5.50 type of range. But I mean, we're really just getting going. Like I have to emphasize that even last year, up to August of last year, people were congratulating me, patting me on the back and saying, Chris, you know, it's 2018. It's not a good year. You did great. You went from 20 cents in January to 60 cents in August. Congratulations. I'm sorry I missed it. And then they said exactly the same thing after we made the Hinge Zone discovery. And then they said the same thing after the Bear Ramini discovery. And then the same thing after the Yuma discovery. But it feels like we're getting on a big freight train here that's just leaving the station. So we keep finding more and the system keeps getting bigger and it keeps surprising us with these new discoveries. So I would say for investors that are interested in that kind of story and that kind of potential, so I would just encourage people to pay attention to the news. And if they like what we're doing, I'm always happy to have you as a shareholder. And I think every day it's the shareholders that we're working for here.
All right. Well, I'm here to help convey the messages to the shareholders, and that's why if any of the shareholders or people paying attention will have any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I am happy to pass those over to Chris and his team. In the meantime, everyone, thank you for tuning into this weekend show. It was a busy week for me at that Sprott conference. Chris, great having you on the show. Thanks, as always, for sharing some more insights into what Great Bear is up to. Have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.